This is Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing, and for everyone who wants to know the story behind the book. Coming to you from Tantalk Radio Network Studio in glorious Clearwater, Florida, the perfect place for writers to write and readers to enjoy a good book. Well, I'm going to be playing an interview that I taped the other day with a really fascinating author, Laura Schroff. She wrote Angels on Earth. This is a book that's based on her very, very, an amazing best-selling book called An Invisible Thread. And these are stories that she got after the book had become so famous and everyone wanted to share their stories with her. And this book, Angels on Earth, is a very touching book and one that I'm sure you will enjoy. So we're going to go straight into that. And then at the bottom of the hour, I have an amazing author, Leigh Bardugo. She is such a major player now in the young adult fiction world. Her new book just came out, and I tell you, it is amazing. It's called Crooked Kingdom, and the publishers know what a bestseller it is, that they've already done a million books, and it came out a week ago. So she'll be at the bottom of the hour. But first we'll go to a tape of Laura Schroff talking about her wonderful book, Angels on Earth. Hi, I'm so happy to welcome to Joy on Paper, New York Times bestselling author, international bestselling author of The Invisible Thread, Laura Schroff. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Patsy. Good morning. How are you?
Great. Oh, it's so nice to welcome you. I remember the first time I read An Invisible Thread, I was so impressed with you. And then now your new book, which is called Angels on Earth, Inspiring Stories of Fate, Friendship, and the Power of Connections. It's an amazing book. And as I said, you know, the name of the program is you know, joy. I love that word, joy. And I've always used that to describe the people in my life as my joys. And so it's so relevant to your entire storyline, and I'm so impressed when I read it. You know, the title comes from the Chinese proverb, an invisible thread that connects those who are destined to meet regardless of time, place, or circumstances. And the thread may stretch or tangle, but it will never break. So that is such an important concept and such an important idea.
I love the name of my first book, An Invisible Thread, because I do believe that we all have these incredible invisible thread connections in our lives, but sometimes we really have to stop and pause for a moment and actually to think about the people who've made a difference in our lives.
And think of the people whose lives we can touch by simply doing one kind thing.
You know, and Patsy, you're so right. I mean, Angels on Earth is really a compilation of other people's really invisible thread stories and how they not only touched someone else's life, but by doing so, their lives were touched. And in fact, I'm actually really proud because there's five, I like to call them my chapter angels, that are actually really living right in Florida.
Oh.
Yeah.
So tell us about some of the stories in this book, because they are, some of them are heartrending. Some of them will put a smile on your face just because you say, whoa, it was so easy. This was such an easy thing to do that somebody did. And it just rippled the changes it made, the difference it made in people's lives.
Well, you know, my hope is with this book that people will see that there are a series of heroic people who are making a difference, and I hope the book will actually move, surprise, and inspire readers. There's 29 chapter angels. All their stories are different. They've all come to me either through my website or I actually know of the people. And they're all different, which makes the book, I think, so exciting. You can put the book down, you can read a chapter, and then put it back down again. But there's a story in the book, and You mentioned very early on the word joy. And I do believe that this story is a joyful story. It's chapter 29. It's the child. And Horst and Louise are from were from Gainesville, Florida. And it's a very riveting, heartwarming story. It's about Horst and Louisa Ferrero, who really kind of lived every parent's nightmare. They lost their beautiful son, Sebastian, in a procedure that never should have happened. But rather than take this intense sorrow that consumed them, they decided that they were going to devote their lives to honoring their son and helping other children. And they had the most magnificent and most beautiful wish, and that was so that would never happen to another child. So the story is heartwarming, and it's heartbreaking all at the same time. And one of the things about the story that I love so much is that it just really kind of proves how there are people on earth who are angels on earth, and then there are those who are angels in heaven. And there still is this connection, this bond between the angels on earth and the angels in heaven. And it's a beautiful story. And then there's a simple story, and it's by a friend of mine, Mary Phillips. And, you know, I like to think that your listeners do believe in, like, a God connection. And other people might call them, like, a God wink. Mary was in need of a dog. And so we don't not only have invisible thread connections with people, but we have them with animals. And she wanted a Bichon. And before she knew it, this Bichon just came into her life, and she was able to get what she was looking for, and she was able to give her sweet Bella a home. So it's a true testament how we have these invisible thread connections in so many different ways.
You know, it was funny that you started with that first story, because it was one that really got to me. Was very moving, and all of the stories are fantastic. Whether it's something simple like the wallet story, I like that, you know, because I've been involved with people who, you know, who from one simple event like that, it can change their lives.
You know, there's the A and the B that I talk about in the book. And the A is you can be kind and you can return that wallet. And the B is you can keep it. And it's those decisions that we make in our life at that moment that can be life-changing. Because it just so happened that Chuck was associated with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And this man, who was so grateful that his wallet was returned, had also been involved. And you know, this beautiful gift happened because of kindness, because they did the A versus the B.
Exactly. Some, you know, these things come up in your life where you have a choice between doing what you might think, oh, I could just do it and nobody will know, and then doing the right thing, and it makes all the difference.
And it makes not only all the difference, but it can be so life-changing. And it's not that people do acts of kindness because they want something in return, because they're giving because they want to give. But what they find out is that by giving, they're receiving. And there is a chapter in the book. It's chapter 13, and it's the Helper's High, and it's about Dale Atkins, who is a kindness expert. And what she talks about is how kindness is contagious. When you incorporate kindness into your life, it becomes a part of your DNA. And it can be something as simple as saying thank you to the person who groceries at Publix. It can be something as simple as helping or saying hello to your neighbor. You know, people get overwhelmed with the thought, well, in order to be kind or to make a difference, I have to do something life-shattering. You don't. It can be something as simple as reaching out to another person and having that human connection. And, you know, the theme of Angels on Earth is all about the power of faith, friendship, and connection. It's simple.
Well, you know, I remember I fell in love with my husband the moment I saw him. But what absolutely confirmed that I would never let him go was we were shopping, and it was around the Christmas holiday season. Everything was very, very busy. And the clerk gave him change instead of, we were in England, and instead of change for £5, gave him change for £20. And, he, you know, without hesitation, I mean, there wasn't, you could see there wasn't even a moment's thought that he would keep that money. And he immediately said, what did you do? You know, like, hey, you're going to be short here, you know? And I thought, wow, I just, because I mean, I knew some guys who would have kept that money, you know? So I thought, wow, this is a keeper.
You know what? And he is a keeper, because what he showed to you in that moment, and he wasn't trying to impress you.
No, he didn't even think about it.
It was something that just came to him. Why would I ever keep this extra money when it doesn't belong to me?
And I think, and knowing, you know, that, boy, the girl would be in trouble. You can't, you know, in those days, of course, £20 was like, you know, $100 today. So if somebody had, you know, if a clerk did that, she'd be in trouble. And I mean, it was like instantaneous. He never even thought about it. And I thought, and I just, I remember beaming. I was standing sort of at his behind a little to his side, and I thought, Wow, what a keeper this guy is.
How many years have you been married?
Oh, a lot of years. A lot of years. But again, exactly what you say, and I think very much I don't know that my boys picked it up from, I have to say, credit my husband, that they picked it up from him. My boys always, it's like when they say, you know, if a CEO knows the name of the janitor in his building, that says something about him. And my boys were always like that, that they would always know all the people, workers or the, and they're always friendliest to the waiters and to exactly what you said, to the beggars. It was just, it's just natural for them.
You know, it's so interesting because right now we're in this very kind of crazy time in our lives. And I really do believe that it is so important for parents, teachers, adults to actually be the role models for our children and for young people. And, you know, it's really, it is kind of sad that all of a sudden it seems to be okay to be unkind or disrespectful to someone else. But it's really not.
No, it's not. And that's why I think Angels on Earth is a fantastic book. And I want to encourage everyone to buy it. It's wonderful. And at this time of the year, it's absolutely a perfect gift to give at Thanksgiving, at Thanksgiving dinner. You know, sometimes you don't know what to do special on Thanksgiving dinner. You have that break between the time that you finish the turkey and you're going to go on later on to the desserts. And you've got a few hours there that you have to rest your stomach. This is a perfect book for families to get and to read chapters out loud to each other.
You know, thank you for saying that, because what's fun about the book, too, is you can put it down and then pick it up again and read the next chapter. So it's, each story is contained. And I believe that we all can honor, if we honor our own invisible thread connections that we have in our life, we can activate other invisible threads as well as kindness.
Well, you know, I thinking about it, I think this should become a Thanksgiving tradition with families. And I know I'm going to buy several copies and give them to families that I know and say, here, you need something to do after, you know, between the games and after the turkey, Here, share these stories with each other. And I think it would just make a fantastic family tradition. As you said, you can read them over and over, year after year, and they are inspiring.
You know, there's a story that is in Florida, is in St. Augustine, and it's Nancy Kilpatrick, and it's chapter 16. And it's the most amazing story because it not only reinforces how we can have so many different invisible thread connections in our life, but this story is, again, it's heartbreaking and it's heartwarming because Nancy lost her infant daughter, Yvonne, shortly after she was born. And then 2 weeks later, while she was grieving and in this enormous pain, she was asked if she could take a set of twins, two girls, Eliza and Rose. And what was so unbelievable about that was that the mother Mary knew that she, at the moment, was unable to take care of her daughters. She was 21, she was single, she had no parents, no inner circle, and she made this heart-wrenching decision to give those daughters away for just a period of time until she could finish college and get her life in order. And so Nancy took these twins in, knowing that it was really very possible that the mother was going to come back. But in the meantime, she loved these girls, like they were her own daughters. It's such a beautiful story because for Nancy, she knew ultimately the consequences. And then Mary, for me, was also, they both were heroes because Mary knew she wanted so much for her daughters, but she also knew at the moment she couldn't give them what they needed. And
well, Laura, you know, I want to thank you so much. We're running out of time. I want to thank you for coming on. What is your website?
My website is laurashroff.com. And in fact, there is a section, Meet the Angels, so you can actually see pictures of all the people who are featured in Angels on Earth.
Okay. Well, I'm so happy that you came on today, and I will make sure that I tell everyone about your website and that your books, both Angels on Earth, which is fantastic, and if anyone hasn't read An Invisible Thread, they should add that too. And they make wonderful gifts and just wonderful reading, inspirational and uplifting. And I'm just so grateful that you were on today.
Yeah. There's also a children's book, An Invisible Thread Christmas Story, and that's targeted to children 4 to 8.
Oh, wow.
And it's a picture book. Yes.
Okay.
And at the very back of the book, it talks about how parents can talk to their children about kindness.
Well, thank you, Laura, for coming on. I'll make sure that I promote that in December. Perhaps you'd like to come on in December and talk about that.
I would love it.
Okay,
absolutely.
So we'll plan at the beginning of December you come in so we can start. I'm going to be recommending books for people to buy for Christmas. So we'll have you back on.
I would love it. Thank you, Patsy. I would love it.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that was wonderful to talk to her. And I've already sent her the invitation to come on in December, and we'll talk about her book. It's she's a wonderful writer, and I think you'll find her story's really inspirational. Now, I will have this interview up on my archive page tomorrow, and you can send your friends to it. It's on my webpage, www.radio-joyonpaper.com, on the archive page. And I'm going to have this interview and also the following interview that I'm going to be having with Leigh Bardugo, because Leigh Bardugo has so many avid fans. It's unbelievable the number of people who just adore her books. And I think she must have had one of the largest pre-sale on Amazon for the new book that's just come out, called Crooked Kingdom. And so I'm really thrilled that she's going to be on in a little while. I'm going to take a few minutes break, but I do want to remind everyone that if you have a favorite author like Leigh Bardugo, send me an email at patsy.radio@gmail.com, and I will invite them on. Leigh Bardugo is on by popular demand, and I'm really excited that I'm going to be able to talk to her. So We'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to have a few commercials.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you an author, an artist, an inventor? Then you need to protect your valuable intellectual property. You need Larson & Larson. We have the experience and knowledge to help you with all of your legal needs, from processing trademark, copyright, or patent applications, to negotiating licensing agreements and handling litigation. The attorneys at Larson & Larson in Largo, Florida can help protect you. Call us today for a no-cost consultation at 727-546-0660 or visit our website at LarsonPatentLaw.com.
Looking for a good book? Then get over to Miami Avenue Book Nook in Indian Rocks Beach. Check out the latest books from local authors like Angela Hunt, who wrote the book for the film Risen, or Bonsu Brenvick, whose books preserve the memories of the Bellevue Biltmore Hotel. What do you enjoy reading? A thriller? A romance? How about a mystery or a sci-fi? At the Book Nook, you'll find it all. Remember, one of the joys of life is to read. Located in Indian Rocks Beach, look for the blue building with the mermaid on the side, on the corner of Miami Avenue and 2nd Street, two blocks south of the post office. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, noon to 4. And don't forget, while you're there, check out Miami Avenue's great collection of Florida wines, local art, and fantastic gifts. Miami Avenue Book Nook, where you will be inspired to read.
Are you a writer? Do you have a great idea for a movie? Want to know how to get started? Then join the Actors, Screenwriters, and Crew Production Group. They meet every month in Clearwater to talk about how to construct a winning script, get your script read by the group, or just join in the fun. Contact Barbara Harrington, the best-selling author of Give Him Back to God, for time and location. She brings her experience as a screenwriter and casting director in such hit films as Cocoon and Absence of Malice to this lively group of film enthusiasts. So call Barbara, 727-572-6345, or email her at bharrington2@tampabay.rr.com. Get inspired, and one day you may hear those magic words, lights, camera, action. Call Barbara for details at 727-572-6345.
Hi, I'm John Rakowski with Charles Ruttenberg Realty. Don't you love living here in the Tampa Bay area? Oh, I'm sorry, you don't live here yet? Well, if you already are or thinking about it, call me at my office at 727-538-9200 extension 2 for any real estate needs, including a free market analysis of your home. Your home is worth more than you can imagine. Call me today at 727-538-9200 extension 2. I'm John Rakowski.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Patsy with the Z, and I'm back, and I'm just waiting for my guest, Lee Bardugo, who's going to be calling in from California, I believe. She lives in Hollywood, where she is now doing all her writing. She was born in Jerusalem, and I think she's traveled the world, and if not the entire world, she's actually made up an entire world in her mind. She's an amazing writer, and I was talking to one of the people who recommended her, and I'm just amazed at how avid her fans are. So I'm really thrilled that she's going to be calling in. Meanwhile, I do want to remind you that I have coming up on Tuesday, our legal eagle, Bill Larson, will be here. And if you have any questions for him, please send me an email at patsy.radio@gmail.com, and you can ask him. You can ask me to ask him questions, or actually you could call in on Tuesday. But I would love to have some new questions for him to answer. But he is going to be going over contracts and some of the clauses that are very essential for you to know about and your rights. So for all you writers out there, it's an opportunity to ask him a question about a legal question. So I'm hoping that that will be something that you would be interested in, because You know, there are so many times that writers have given up their rights not knowing what they were signing. And I want people to be thinking about, you know, when you're going into a book deal, to be really careful. It is never a good idea. It doesn't really matter. Whenever you're doing business, it's not a good idea to ever sign anything without a lawyer, because you don't know the ramifications and you don't know what's going to be happening in the world and what you never know. You never know what your book might lead to. And you don't want to lose your rights. And sometimes perhaps your first book might not be an enormous bestseller, or the second book might not be an enormous bestseller, but along will come the time where you will have something great. And you never know. So it's always wonderful to be prepared and have everything, sort of your ducks lined up in a row. So do listen in on Tuesday. And meanwhile, I am waiting for Lee. I don't know what is happening because she was supposed to be calling in. And I hope she does, because it's a fantastic book. And we don't have any idea. But we are waiting for her. So meanwhile, we'll talk a little bit more about her and about her book. Lee was wrote a fantastic book. Her first book before this, Crooked Kingdom, was a series of let me get this. I have to get all of this now because I was all lined up for her. And this is what happens on live radio when somebody doesn't call in. I don't understand it. And this is not a good thing. So anyway, we will talk about a little bit about this book, and hopefully she will call in any moment. And it is based, this is a duology, the second of her books. The first one was Six of Crows. And she is a fantasy writer in the sort of line of J.K. Rowling's. And I would say she's, a little bit more advanced from J.K. Rowling's. The age is of her characters are about 17 to start off with, 16, 17. And she's really developed a fantastic group of six characters who are all, not your ordinary characters. I think she's developed a wonderful, ingenious plotting technique with a diverse range of characters. And she covers a lot of different subjects, including PTSD and physical disabilities and a wide range of characters. So this is crazy because I was all like revved up for this and double confirm this interview. And so I do hope that, I don't know, maybe she was delayed somewhere in Los Angeles. If anyone's ever traveled in Los Angeles, you could be delayed in Los Angeles traffic. So if she was going somewhere. But, of course, she might not have woken up because who knows, they sometimes forget the time. And I hope that they didn't think that it was this coming weekend when we are turning our clocks back and we're in a different time zone or something. And so I'm really not crazy about this moment in time. So meanwhile, let's talk about what's happening in the world of books. I was talking to several people who were at one of the book fairs, and they were telling me how wonderful and what a wonderful time they had in the Altamonte Springs for the book fair there. Well, the writers' conference there. And it reminded me that one of the things that as a writer you want to do is to look at opportunities to meet and to talk to agents. And one of those, of course, always at writers' conferences, the San Francisco Writers' Conference, which will be coming up at the beginning of 2017, is an example of one of the best conferences that you can attend. So if you are thinking about going to a conference, you might want to go to their website. They are accepting submissions for their contest, and they give out a lot of prizes. And if you are there, it is really a fantastic opportunity for you, not just to get your prize in person, but also to get your time with agents. So go to their website. They have entries for all types of books and poetry. And I happen to know a few poets out there who are really, really talented. And I hope that they will think about, submitting their poetry. And you never know. And to get a prize from the San Francisco Writers Conference is a fantastic way to reach one of the publishers of poetry. And there are people out there who do publish poetry quite a bit now. It's a coming back kind of thing. I was thrilled to hear that partly it is because of the devices that we use. I have talked to people like Jane Friedman and other people involved in the publishing industry, and she's been in the publishing industry for 20, 30 years, and she was saying that she didn't expect that some of these like short stories would be coming back, but they are, and that's primarily because people are reading things on their iPhones or their little iPads, and they have shorter amount of time to read. So another thing is to think about writing a short story. If you have been, you've written a novel and you're looking for outlets to get your name out there, many times these publications that have short stories are an ideal place to get noticed. And it's also a great learning experience because a short story makes you really fine-tune your work. You have to do everything in a limited amount of time, and so you learn to really be a better editor than when you are writing a long book sometimes. And also, I think poetry has always been. I think so many of the great writers have always also loved poetry. And the reason for that is that if you read poetry on sort of a regular basis, it does set your mind into a rhythm, which is so essential when you're writing a novel. You want it to have that ebb and flow. And this comes from hearing. Poetry, you read it, but you also sort of hear it in your mind. And when you are writing a novel, you want that same kind of voice in your head, that flow. So I would highly recommend always to read poetry. And it's besides the fact that I think it can enhance your life just from the subjects that often in poems, but also just fill your head with a new voice. And so I would like to, suggest to all of you people out there who have written some poetry to submit it to the San Francisco Writers Conference, because they have some fantastic readers who really appreciate poetry, and it's something that I think you would really enjoy doing. Now, I also want to remind you, it's still the beginning of the month, and Irene Goodman's critique is now available at the her auction is available, and I would like to suggest you go to IreneGoodman.com and have a look at her website there, and she explains her critiques. Irene Goodman offers a fantastic critique for authors. You send 15,000 words, and she will then analyze it, read it, and write a very detailed analysis, not just of your writing, but she also covers the marketability of a project. And she doesn't mince words. She'll say, I think that this project needs to go in a certain direction, needs perhaps to focus sometimes in a different direction. And she will talk about your plotting, about your writing in general. And it's a very, very, very useful thing to have. When you are out there trying to get your work in front of an agent, to have perhaps one of the greatest agents in New York, Irene Goodman, read your work and tell you what how she sees it. She has that perspective of 30 years of reading so much, and she can really spot a winner. And so I would recommend that you try that. That's another option for you to get your name out there. The auction is on eBay. All the money goes to charity. She's doing this. She does 2 critiques a month. It takes quite a bit of time when you're doing a serious critique, because you don't read it once. You read it several times, and you really think about what you want to say. So for anyone who has ever had a critique from a professional, you know how valuable it can be to you. So I want to just, I'm going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to give a call and see if there's any chance of getting Lee in before the end of the hour. I don't know.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Charles Ruttenberg Realty proudly sponsors Joy on Paper with Patsy Gill. Charles Ruttenberg sets the standard of excellence with residential and commercial real estate transactions and can help you on your next transaction, whether that is for a second home, investment, or downsizing. Call us today at 727-538-9200 extension 2 and allow me to help you. I'm John Rakowski, the broker at Charles Ruttenberg Realty.
Looking for a good book? Then get over to Miami Avenue Book Nook in Indian Rocks Beach. Check out the latest books from local authors like Angela Hunt, who wrote the book for the film Risen, or Bonsu Brandvik, whose books preserve the memories of the Bellevue Biltmore Hotel. What do you enjoy reading? A thriller? A romance? How about a mystery or a sci-fi? At the Book Nook, you'll find it all. Remember, one of the joys of life is to read. Located in Indian Rocks Beach, look for the blue building with the mermaid on the side on the corner of Miami Avenue and 2nd Street, 2 blocks south of the post office. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, noon to 4. And don't forget, while you're there, check out Miami Avenue's great collection of Florida wines, local art, and fantastic gifts. Miami Avenue Book Nook, where you will be inspired to read.
Larson & Larson is a proud sponsor of Joy on Paper. Our law firm has the experience and knowledge to help you protect your valuable intellectual property. From trademark, copyright, and patent applications to negotiating licensing agreements, the attorneys at Larson & Larson in Largo, Florida, are here to advise you. Call us today for a no-cost consultation at 727-546-0660 or visit our website at larsonpatentlaw.com. That's Larson & Larson, your intellectual property attorneys.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Patsy with a Z, and I'm back without a guest, because my guest, Lee Bardugo, hasn't called in. She's the author of Crooked Kingdom, and I so wanted to promote this book because, for one reason, it is absolutely one of the best done books. The entire format of this book is incredible. I haven't seen a book this well done from the printing point of view in a long time. The paper's perfect. The production values are excellent. I mean, it is one of really a fantastic, fantastic book. And I know that it's going to be, like her last book, a very, very big bestseller. And I hope she's okay. And so I don't know what has happened to her, but we will try to get her on again because, as I said, it's a wonderful story with amazing characters. And she's an amazing writer. And what I love about it, it is a young adult fantasy fiction. And this is so important that when kids, you know, they promote it from 7th grade on. But I think any adult would enjoy this book. The beauty of this book and the beauty of her writing in general is it's top quality. She doesn't talk down to children. And she certainly has an enormous range of language And her writing is just beautifully done. So I hope that people will go out and get it anyway, even though she's not on my program today. I would like people to get the Crooked Kingdom because you'll enjoy it. All of her fans, her readers, are so avid and so excited about her books. And I know that you will enjoy it. So we'll try to get her on. And meanwhile, I want to talk about something that's coming up. The Clearwater Community Women's Club is offering an afternoon with the author. And it features Ben Montgomery. And he has written a book called The Leper Spy. And that's going to be on Thursday, November 10th at 12:30 p.m. at the Clearwater Main Library, which is on 100 North Osceola Avenue. It's $25 per person. And $35 per person for a patron. It's sponsored in part by the Wildflower Cafe. And if you haven't been to the Wildflower Cafe, you should go there. It is an amazing restaurant. I think you would just love it. Leslie, the owner there, is just developed a great menu, and you will really enjoy it. And Ben Montgomery is the author of Grandma Gatewood's Walk, and it was a New York Times bestselling book. And he is a staff writer at Tampa Bay Times and the co-founder of Auburn Chautauqua, a Southern Writers Collective. So it should be fun to get to meet him. And he was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize in 2010, and he's won many, many national awards. And I'm going to be having him on my program in the near future. And but this special event, which includes, you'll be thrilled, a boxed lunch from the Wildflower Cafe, and he will be talking about his book, and you can get personally signed copies of the book there, and proceeds will benefit the programs of the Clearwater Library Foundation. So visit the Clearwater Community Women's Club website at clearwatercwc.org, and you can get all the details there and sign up for it and reserve your time. They want reservations by tomorrow, actually, so you might want to also call. I'll give you the number, 727-937-7059, and that's for the afternoon with the author, Ben Montgomery. And it sounds like a lot of fun, and it's a story of an unlikely hero in World War II, the Leper Spy. Ah, that's just that alone is intriguing. And I know I haven't read it yet, but I'm going to get it, and I'll invite Ben in to talk about it here on the radio too, because I always love to showcase local authors, and that's one of the things that we're doing at the Miami Avenue Book Nook in Indian Rocks Beach. It is so thrilling always to be able to find new writers and to bring new writers into the fold. And we are always looking for writers who want to expand their platform and get out there and meet more writers and also to meet readers. And we will be having some events starting in January. We just could not pull it together. We had hoped to have some events in November, but because of the election and because of everything, it's been too difficult. But we will, in January, we'll start to have some wonderful events over there and invite everyone to come out and meet authors and to get to know and get some ideas on how you can write a book. One of the things that I want to encourage everyone to do is I mentioned the other day Trish and Raymond Arredondo's book, Maria's Journey, which was based on, it's a story about Ray's mother, an immigrant from Mexico. And they've done a beautiful job in telling this story. And another writer, local writer, Jackie Minetti, has written a book called Jacqueline. And in that book, she has recollected and told the story of her father, who befriended a young girl named Jacqueline in France during World War II, and that's actually how Jackie got her name. She was named after this little girl that her father befriended. And so you have stories in your family, and you have stories in your life that you would want to be preserved. They might be stories that you've told over and over at the dinner table, at Thanksgiving, and now it's time maybe to put them down on paper. And so I'm going to have a little seminar, and it's going to feature a program that I highly recommend, and it just makes writing so much easier than if you try to sit down at the Microsoft Word and just start typing. This is a program called Scrivener. It's very inexpensive, and I will have a seminar that will show you how you can just go ahead and lay out your memoir or your story of your family. And it's such a wonderfully flexible program. And one of the things about it, and this is something that I would love to share with you, and I hope that you'll be able to come out when I announce the date of the seminar, to show this little workshop that I'm going to have, how you can start writing your family story today and run it for the next 10 years. For example, here on Scrivener, because it breaks it down into chapters for you, you can, let's take it, you have a child. And you want to put this story, you want to have a sort of a running story about your child. Too often over the years, you get so busy, you get so involved in things, you don't write down everything that you want. But in Scrivener, you can say, take each year, year one, year two, and do for 18 years. And you already have it all laid out there. And then every year, you have subdivisions to that year. So you can do birthday stories, you can do Christmas stories, you can do graduation stories, but everything is done at the time that it happens. And you might, for example, ask members of your family, instead of just, writing an email, write a little story that they want included in the book. And it's so easy then to copy these stories that you get from your friends and family and copy them straight into the Scrivener program. You can also add photos into the Scrivener program. So everything is there. So if you want to present, when your child is 18 years old, you want to present a book of their life, everything will be there already. You won't have to go back and start collecting things or start asking people for stories, because you do it on an ongoing basis. And it is so much fun to do. And I can show everyone how to set this up. And it is just a wonderful way. And you can do it for a shorter period of time. You might want to do the first year of a child's life. And you can set it up and have, month to month. And you can ask all your family to send you stories or to share events that or feelings or thoughts that they've had that they want your child to know about. And again, because the Scrivener is such a wonderfully dynamic program with this ability to sort things and to save things in categories, and then later on, you can self-publish it yourself, just print out a copy. And the nice thing about the Scrivener program is you can compile it in different formats. So say you just want to share it among your family, you want to share it on your iPad. Well, Scrivener has this ability. All you have to do is push one button and it will be compiled into a format that can be put onto your iPad, or also the format for Kindle. Or if you want to send it off to family in other places, even other countries, you can do it in PDF. And it's all done automatically on Scrivener with just one button. So it's really a wonderful program, and one that I see so many possibilities for you to really save your stories and to tell your family stories. And so I hope that when I have my workshop, you'll come out to see it. It will be at the Book Nook in Indian Rocks Beach, and I will be happy to set anybody up there with the program. As I think it's like running like $40, $45 now, and it's a wonderful program, and you will just love it. And I think just that alone, just having that program alone, will inspire you to actually sit down and start writing the book that you you've been thinking about, because you immediately feel organized. You immediately feel professional, that you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. And again, the ability, even as a, when you're writing, one of the problems, like if you're just, if you write it in Word, you can't just easily move it onto your Kindle or your iPad. But this way, you can edit it right on your iPad. It's wonderful because you can highlight the areas that you need to go back and fix. So oftentimes, you know, I always say you have to at least, you have to print it out probably twice, because you never catch all the mistakes in a document just on a, by reading it on the screen. But it does help to start off reading it on the screen. So it's a wonderful program, and I will be talking more about it in the future. And meanwhile, I just want to tell everyone again that I'm going to be having our legal eagle, Bill Larson, is going to be here and talk a little bit about clauses and contracts. And it reminded me when I was one of the things that I had come up with several days ago. I was talking to a writer and who had made a mistake and signed a bad contract. And so I want to remind you that it happens, and it happens to even great writers like, well, all sorts of great writers. I have lots of horror stories to tell you from great writers who have made a mistake. So just think about your questions and send them in to me at patsy.radio@gmail.com, and I will ask Bill when he gets here. And meanwhile, I want to just wish everyone, it's going to be a crazy weekend, a very, very busy weekend, I'm sure. And if you have time, well, actually, you should take time and turn off the television for a while and go out and get either Angels on Earth by Laura Schroff, and her interview will be up on my archive page tomorrow, or Leigh Bardugo, Crooked Kingdom. If you want to get into a completely different world, believe me, Leigh Bardugo's world is different. It's very, very different. But it's an exciting world, and you will really enjoy it. So have a look at it. Meanwhile, find your joy and share it, and have a great weekend. Bye.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
It's time for the Thursday edition of Canada Calling, the news from home for vacationing Canadians throughout Florida. This is Prior Smith speaking from Toronto. Thanks for joining us. Prime Minister Trudeau has been busy over the past week. He's filled all the vacancies in the Senate. There were six more appointments yesterday, all of them independents from Quebec. The appointments were made after a committee vetted some 2,700 applicants. The National Post notes that most of the appointments are people with a long history of working for government or organizations supported by government. The question that begs to be asked is why anybody would want to serve in what one of the newspaper columnists describes as the most disgraced chamber in the land. Now, by the way, for the first time, there are more independents in the Red Chamber in Ottawa than Tories or Liberals. Ontario's top court has rejected an attempt by three members of the Shafia family to appeal their convictions for murdering four family members in a bizarre drowning incident in the Rideau Canal back in June of 2009. The three, a father, mother, and son, were convicted 4 years ago in a case of so-called honor killing. Elsewhere, a court process has begun in the case of Woodstock, Ontario nurse Elizabeth Wendlaufer, who was charged last week in the deaths of eight elderly patients at seniors' care homes in Woodstock and London over a 7-year period. She appeared in court yesterday morning via video link from jail. Police allege she killed all eight through insulin injections. And back in 2013, Jean-Claude Savoy operated a pet store in Campbellton, New Brunswick. He lived in an apartment above it. Somehow, an almost 15-foot-long python got out of its enclosure in the store and killed two young boys who were having a sleepover at his place with his young son. The story, as you may recall, made national headlines. Now, this week, Savoy is in court in Campbellton, facing charges of criminal negligence. Well, it is indeed a pleasure to be back for Canada Calling's 63rd broadcast season, and the folks at your neighborhood Public Supermarket have asked me to extend a warm welcome back to Florida. They hope you have a good winter stay. If this is your first visit to Florida, you should know our connection to Publix goes back a long way. Publix has been offering the finest selection of food and household products combined with the best customer service in Florida since 1930, and they've been a part of the Canada Calling broadcast each winter for the better part of 50 years. That alone tells you all you need to know about the Publix commitment to customer service. If you're stocking up the kitchen cupboard, take advantage of the convenience of one-stop shopping at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. Canada Calling is presented in part by Sky Service Air Ambulance, with bases in Toronto and Montreal. When the unexpected happens and you need to get home quickly and safely from anywhere at any time, call Sky Service Air Ambulance at 800-463-3482. And this winter, while you're in Florida, explore Florida. Visit the historic Ponce de Leon Inlet Lighthouse near Daytona Beach, the tallest lighthouse in Florida, complete with an on-site museum. Get a preview online at visitflorida.com. In other news, Canada's lost a comedic legend. Dave Broadfoot, of Royal Canadian Air Force fame on the CBC, has died at the age of 90. Boy, he did it all, from the Ed Sullivan Show back in the 50s to Stratford to Spring Thaw in Toronto. One of his classic lines, you tell a Canadian he's apathetic and he'll answer, who cares? Continuing a 63-year broadcast tradition throughout Florida, this is Canada Calling.
So what's up at an Iowa bistro like Pete and Jordy's? How about our famous pork tenderloin sandwich? Or maybe a taste of mom's homemade meatloaf made fresh daily? They're always serving craveable classics from America's heartland. And make sure you join them on Fridays for their famous Friday fish fry, golden fried fillets, served with a pile of shoestring fries and coleslaw for only $9.49. Now that's Midwest hospitality. Pete and Jordy's on Gulf to Bay in Clearwater and at 49th and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park.
And now Canada Calling continues. At the Toronto Stock Exchange yesterday, the index took a shellacking, down 183 or 1.2% to 14,595. The buck this morning, 74.63 U.S. Quebecor, the big Quebec-based media company, is cutting costs and cutting jobs across the board. The company is slashing 220 jobs, most of them at the TVA network. It's also scrapping two magazines. So how's that new tax on foreign buyers impacting the Vancouver real estate market? Latest stats tell us home sales in Vancouver were down almost 39%. You've heard about the fuel pipeline explosion in Alabama. Well, guess what? The price of gas here in Ontario and elsewhere across the country went up 5 cents a liter overnight. In suburban Vancouver, Abbotsford Senior Secondary School was closed yesterday after a stabbing incident on Tuesday left one girl dead, another female student with stab wounds. A suspect who's not a student at the school is in custody and charges are pending. And the Federal Conservative Party leadership race now has 10 contestants. Former Federal Cabinet Minister Lisa Raitt joined the race yesterday afternoon, just before the deadline. The first leadership debate takes place in Saskatoon next Wednesday. Say, punt a